Zondervan presents Southern Storm by Terry Blackstock, read by Renee Rodman. Chapter 1. The Georgia Weather Bureau's prophecy of 50-mile-per-hour winds had been fulfilled and surpassed, much to Matthew Cade's chagrin. As chief of the small Cape Refuge police force, Cade could do little about the ravages of the storm as it beat across the island toward Savannah. But the safety of the residents was always his concern. Though it was 2 in the afternoon, the sky looked as dark as nightfall. Lightning bolted overhead in a panoramic display of white-hot fingers grounding on the island and splaying across the angry Atlantic. The thunder cracked in rapid crashes, and rain slatted down at an angle that made umbrellas useless and flooded some of the streets. Cade strained to see through the windshield of his squad car, the rain pounding on his roof and his wipers slashing across his windshield made it difficult for him to hear the radio crackling on his dashboard. He turned it up. Fender benders had been reported at 3 locations on Cape Refuge, and a power line was down near the condos lining the North Beach. If everyone would just stay inside, maybe they could avoid any more problems. But that never happened. On days like this, residents insisted on driving through the storm at the same speeds they used on dry, sunny days. Tornado watchers stood out on their front porches, watching the sky for funnel clouds. And the most reckless among the residents would brave the lightning and drag their surfboards out to the waves, hoping to catch a thrill in the tempest. Cade and his police force were left to clean up the messes and head off new disasters. The dispatcher